So, let's have that first slide up. There we are, fantastic. Now, I love a jigsaw. My favourite way of unwinding, stick on a podcast and do a jigsaw. And I can easily lose a couple of hours that way. And here are some that I've done recently. Bit arty, that one. Chagall, if you're interested. Although it does look a bit of a fever dream, doesn't it, really? I don't know what he was on when he was painting that. This one was fun. It's lots of different cats, and each cat is a piece of the jigsaw, so they're all different shapes, and except there's one little sausage dog lurking in there. So that one was good fun. Only takes about an hour or so. This one, not so much. My brother bought me this one. He's a massive Star Wars fan, and this was a nightmare to do. Literally giving me a headache, a migraine. The majority of pieces are all just black and white, and they're almost all identical. When I closed my eyes after doing that one, all I could see was stormtroopers in front of my back of my eyelids. But I got my own back. This is my brother and my sister-in-law just to go off to a 70s weekend at Butlin's, and I got it turned into a jigsaw for them for Christmas, just gone. Except when my sister-in-law did it, there was a piece missing. Can you believe it? It was straight out of the packet as well. Naughty, isn't that? That's really infuriating when that happens and there's a piece missing. I've even done ones where there was no picture on the box and you had to kind of read a story inside it and then work out what was on the picture and put it together that way. This is my current jigsaw that I'm working on. Again, a bit arty. I think this one is Dagar. It's okay. There's a lot of beige. There's a lot of beige in it. And I get most of my jigsaws from the charity shops here in town. So there's always a slight jeopardy as you're doing it. Is there going to be a piece missing? And that is really frustrating when that happens. But it's also like, I'm doing all the interesting bits first. I'm sort of trying not to deal with the beige pieces just yet. Well, I love jigsaws so much that I thought we'd do one now. So, this could all go horribly wrong, I've written at the bottom of my piece of paper here, which I guess it could. So, some of you have got jigsaw pieces, haven't you? So, how about you bring those up and we're going to start doing the jigsaw. Yeah. Okay. So if you've got some jigsaw pieces, why don't you bring them up all together? This is going to require some teamwork, I think, as well. Maybe first of all, perhaps put them on the table there so that you can see. Now, there's quite a lot of people with jigsaw pieces. So this could all, you know, it's quite difficult when you've got too many cooks, isn't it? So what you might want to decide as well is if you think there's perhaps three or four people who might be quite good at jigsaws, you might want to nominate them to remain up here to put the jigsaw together. So the idea is, I was going to get you to go on here so that everyone can see what you're doing. So there's still people coming up. Let's gather all the pieces, shall we? Excellent. Put them on the table there. And then maybe, as I say, perhaps you want to nominate three or four people. Who thinks they're good at jigsaws? Elaine Mason, you've been nominated as someone who's quite good at jigsaws. Barbara, since you nominated her, I think it's only fair that you help as well. Elaine quite fancies a jigsaw. Jamie, I think, is going to help as well, aren't you? And then once you've put your piece here and you're not in the team that's helping, if you then have a seat so that perhaps the others can see. I'll hold that, shall I? Make sure. There's still people waiting to come up. So if you've put your piece on and you're going to stay, why don't you come around the back for a moment while we make sure we've got all the pieces. A top edge of a plane. So you might want to sort of talk me through. There's obviously a, a pr- process. For those of you who can't see, this is like radio, isn't it, really? I should be commentating. There are people who are starting to construct bits on the side here. What's your technique here?
I found that bit that matched that bit.
So you're looking for pieces that match. What did you say, Ali? Oh, Ali's got an edges first policy going on here. Corners. Corners and edges seem to be... Right, so can I suggest that maybe, I think...
That's bottom, I thought.
That's bottom. Would you like the picture? Would that help?
No?
Gosh, hardcore. I'm gonna provide the picture. It's a bit hard, isn't it? Let me pop those down as well, because I didn't manage to... Oh, we're putting the picture together. Do you want to hold the picture for them?
Yeah.
And then help them work out what goes where? Do you know what a picture... Do you want to show... Hold it up and show them what the picture is that we are constructing.
It is Thomas the Tank Engine. They just keep falling off, Catherine.
Okay, let me...
Do we need this?
Well, it was so that other people could see what was going on. But it's going too far to the back of the table. It keeps falling off the back.
Keep falling off it. Maybe if I move them in. Why don't we do it
flat?
Okay, okay. There you go. That's more than big enough, yes.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Taking gravity out of the equation. Only a scientist would sort of think about that, wouldn't they? They're going quite. There's a sort of bit of random, I'm just going to put them anywhere, kind of going on from Barbara. None of them are looking at the picture. Oh, now they're starting to look at the picture. There we go.
Yeah.
There's definitely an edge preference going on. No one seems to have launched straight in with the middle of the picture, do they?
We have got some middle.
Are all the pieces here?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Barbara just asked if all the pieces are here.
Yeah.
We shall find out, won't we?
Thank you.
All right.
This is part of that.
Building. It's there.
The other side.
There we go.
Can I pop these in the middle here?
Yeah.
How big is it?
It's not that big. This was the smallest jigsaw puzzle I could find in the charity shops, just so.
So I've got the beginning of Thomas there.
Anybody else want to come and help? Taking a while. So we've worked out how wide it is.
That's a bit of Thomas.
Let me just progress so far, because it is a bit boring for everybody else just to... Okay.
Yay. Oh. Sugar. Nice sugar.
Very polite, Jamie.
Yeah.
Good manners. Excellent. Good boy.
Yeah.
Well, it needs to go that way. This is
does that go there?
Yeah.
We've got
a
little
piece.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Goes on the bottom of the
somebody's
hat.
Is that going up there now?
Yes.
That's it. Oh, it's starting to come together a bit now. Here we go, here we go. Yes, I know. I think we just want other people to be able to see what's happening. So you'll have to be a bit careful.
Yeah.
I think we need a clock now.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There we go.
Hello.
We're nearly there. We're nearly there. There we go.
You were well.
Upside down.
Missing.
Oh. Well done. Round of applause. Well done. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. Two pieces missing. That's a bit of a shame, isn't it? Ah. Just so happens. Yes, yes, yes. So there was a bit of a plan. People seemed to be going for the side pieces and the corner pieces first. So, perhaps those were considered the most important pieces. This piece that's missing, it's just a bit of hedge and a bit of fence. So we might think, that's not very important to the whole picture, is it, really? But it is really disappointing when there's a piece missing, isn't there? There we go, that's right, excellent. Chloe, are you going to come and put the last piece in as well for me? There we go, in there, isn't it? Perfect, and who is that? Tank engine, Thomas the Tank Engine. The last piece there was his face. And it is all about Thomas, isn't it, really? That's the picture, that's the context of the picture that tells us what the story is. So maybe that was the most important piece. I don't know, you can discuss that afterwards. Thank you very much, girls. Who's that? There's a lady. And who's the guy in the car? Is that the fat controller? Is that how?
I think it's the man who stops the train.
It's the man who stops the train. Wonderful. And there's another train up here. Is that Gordon? I think so. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much, girls, for helping out. Why are we spending so much time thinking about jigsaws? Well, St. Paul tells us that all of us, when we're baptized, become part of something. We become part of the church. And Paul uses different illustrations to sort of help people understand what being part of the church was all about. And in the reading that we had this morning, we see Paul using the illustration of a human body to describe the church. So when we're baptized, we become part of God's church, and it's like we become part of a body. And yes, we're all different, but we're all part of this body. And no one part is more important than any other, says Paul, no matter who we are. We all bring our own uniqueness, our own unique gifts and talents. And he mentions some of them in that reading. But in other places, he mentions lots of others. So it's not just teaching and sort of leading. It's things like hospitality and serving and administration and things like that. So we bring our own unique gifts and talents. We also bring our own unique personalities. And we all bring our own unique life experiences, don't we? And it's only when we all come together and work together that the body, the church, functions well and as it's supposed to. And that reminded me of jigsaws. And I wonder if St. Paul in the first century had had jigsaws, don't know if they had jigsaws then or not, whether he could have used that as an illustration of church as well. Because as I was thinking about jigsaws, these thoughts occurred to me. What are the important parts? Now, I usually also start with the corners and the edges. For me, they're really important parts because this is like the framework for my puzzle. This tells me how big it will be. So, Barbara was saying, is it going to fit on here? And then at one point she said, oh yes, this is how big it's going to be. But what if I did the corners and the sides and then I just stopped? Oh, done those. Those are the most important pieces. No need to do the rest of the puzzle. Just stick it all back in the box. I mean, that would be just plain silly, wouldn't it? That doesn't make any sense at all. Because the sides don't really tell you very much about what the picture is itself, no matter how important you think they are. And sure, in a church, there might be people who seem to have sort of key roles, maybe. But if that's all you had for people doing those roles, well, what is the point? Just like the jigsaw puzzle, there's no picture. It's like there's no life because there's no picture. And it's just a sort of boring blank space with not much happening and nothing to show people. We might have had a small group of people or a smaller group of people coming to build the puzzle But you all had to bring your own pieces up, didn't you? My current jigsaw that I showed you has a lot of beige in it. And sometimes it's easy to think that the pieces that kind of make up the background aren't really the star of the show. In this one, Thomas was the star of the show. That's his face that we needed. But actually, it was just as frustrating to have a bit of fence and a bit of the hedge missing as well. Without all of the pieces, without all of those background pieces, actually, the picture doesn't hold together. And often, it's those seemingly ordinary background pieces that end up linking and joining together all the other bits of the picture. And without them, there is no picture. And if they're missing, it's really frustrating and disappointing. And in church, so often, it's the people quietly getting on with things in the background who actually hold everything together. The ones using their gifts and talents behind the scenes. And if they're not there, well, then you quickly find out things start to often fall apart and don't come together as well as they should. We are all different. And it's great that we're all different and we all contribute different things to being church. If we were all the same and all had the same skills and gifts and all wanted to do the same thing, that would be a bit of a headache, just like my stormtroopers jigsaw. Imagine if everyone turned up on Sunday and all thought and all wanted to make the coffee. The little servery in the corner would get pretty full pretty quickly, wouldn't it? Or if everyone wanted to serve on the audiovisual team at the back, there'd be no more room behind the desk. Or if everybody wanted to do the music or the preaching or reading or praying, there'd be very little to live stream if there was nothing happening at the back, at the front here, if everybody wanted to be behind the camera. Or if everyone wanted to help with messy church and there was no one on the pastoral team, we'd be falling over ourselves trying to do lots of crafts, but there'd be nobody to visit those who are sick or bereaved. So St. Paul says, the body's not made up of one part, but many, and each of us are a part of it. So what about those missing parts? I mean, we're each a part of it, which is why, like a jigsaw, it's so disappointing when there are pieces missing. When you're not here, you are missed. You leave a gap. Whether that's on a Sunday or a Thursday or a messy church or at one of the different groups and activities that we have. And sometimes I think we think, oh, it won't matter if I don't go this week. No one will miss me. Or we think, I won't get involved with that actually activity. I won't be missed. But we do, and you are. We're not quite the picture that we're supposed to be without you. And what is the picture? That is the big question, isn't it? What is the picture? If the church is a jigsaw, what's the picture that we're all part of? When Paul talked to the Corinthians as being part of the body, it wasn't just any old body. As Christians together, as members of the church, they were all part of Jesus Christ's body. And that's the body that we're all part of. In another letter that he wrote, Paul talks about the idea of us being the body of Christ, and he talks about Jesus as the head of the body. So he's the head, and we're all the different parts of the body, carrying out the work he wants us to do, speaking to the people he wants to speak to, caring for the people he wants to care for, serving the communities that he sends us to, loving those he wants to love, which, by the way, is everyone. And that's why it's vital we're all doing our part, so that we can be Jesus' hands and eyes and lips and arms and feet, helping and seeing and listening and speaking and going and loving, just as he would. In our jigsaw puzzle, we might be the pieces, the corner pieces, the edge pieces, the background pieces, But Jesus is the picture. And when we all come together in our unique but united way, we show people Jesus. We show people what Jesus is like. We show them his love for them, his sacrifice for them, and the new life and the forgiveness that he wants to give them. And when our piece of the puzzle is missing, the picture that we're showing others is incomplete in some way, because there might be something about you and about your life experience that really connects with someone who's wondering what this puzzle called the Christian faith is all about, and you're the piece which suddenly helps them to make sense of Jesus. I guess when it comes to being part of this amazing jigsaw puzzle, that it creates this likeness of Jesus for our community, I'd say some three very important things when it comes to being part of this amazing puzzle. Don't underestimate your significance. Whatever your gifts are, whatever job you do in the church, they're all important. Don't underestimate your contribution. You're making a real difference. And don't underestimate your absence. When you're not there, our picture isn't complete, and we really miss you. As Isaiah grows up, I pray that he will come and find his place in our jigsaw puzzle of the body of Christ, and that he'll know that God has a part for him to be part of that picture, just as he has a part for all of us. Amen.